This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other things you could be doing, but you are staying here with me, and it is much appreciated. Feel free to drop by and bring me food. I don't care. You know, whatever works. It's one of the ways I'll get out of the cave from time to time. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live up there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. You can buy some really cool stuff. No, seriously, you can buy some really cool stuff. Why would I lie to you? You can buy our... I should wear one sometime again, right? Hashtag stand shirts. We got T-shirts. You know, right now is a perfect time to wear them. Show these people you're not afraid of them. You're willing to stand. I know. You see what happens, and everybody see what they're doing to us. They're scaring us in not standing up for what we believe in. They're scaring us and not willing to wear our hats and shirts and that kind of stuff. So we'll slap them around later. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You can head up to Facebook. Also, a live feed up there. After, I guess, close to the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Hannah Sherlocker on with us. And Hannah is with CampusReform.org. She's a contributor and program coordinator. And, you know, I was doing these stories anyhow. So there's really nothing new here. Except you would have never. If somebody sat around with you back in the 70s, you know, with the drug-infested 70s, I could have been sitting around with a bunch of stoners telling them stories about what I believed was, you know, take what's happening today, you know, travel back there, sit with those guys, tell them what was going to happen in the future, and they would accuse you of smoking too much dope. Guaranteed. Nobody would believe it. And even in the last 10 years when we've been talking about this stuff, or I've been talking about this stuff, they go, just a fad. It's not going to go any further. And then it reaches places. I've had more older people say, I never thought that I would see X in my lifetime. That wasn't even a thought in my mind. We talked about this the other night. I love this stuff. It is so outrageous that you gotta love this stuff. So apparently now, you know, and remember we talked about, I said, wow, this is a new word, weightism the other night? Well, this is what, I gotta send this one to Kimberly. She probably knows about this, but I gotta send this to her anyway. Opposing weightism now can earn students academic credits. Go ahead. I want to hear it. I want to hear those eyeballs exploding all over the place. I want to hear blood vessels popping everywhere. Because that's exactly what should be happening. Can you believe this? Now, you know, everything is an ism. Everything is a problem. Everything is an issue. I don't know. I don't know. How do these poor snowflakes, how do these people survive? in this world the way it is. I can't imagine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just said that to Kimberly. She's going to be going out of her mind here shortly. You'll hear her pop as well. The University of New Hampshire did this. I can't imagine anywhere else. Now, they're seeking unpaid interns to advance, you ready for this, fat acceptance as a key social justice issue in society. Why should you accept being fat? Look, you throw as many stones as you want at me. I'm fat. So go ahead. Accuse me of making fun of fat people because I'm making fun of myself. I'm not a person who's fat because of a medical issue. I'm fat because I can't keep my hand away from putting food in my mouth. It's like a continual shovel. And I had people tell me, hey, you know, just some people are just big boned. After you get to a certain age, you can't blow it off. And after this and after that, no. You cut back. Instead of 5 hot fudge sundaes a week, do 2. Instead of 2 big boxes of Oreos a week, do 1. It's not brain surgery. You don't need a degree in science or nutrition or any of that. You just have to use a bit of common sense that God gave you. And if you don't believe in God, I guess the common sense of your parents beat into you, maybe. I don't know. But not everybody who's fat is fat because they've got a medical condition. They're fat because they choose not to walk, not to eat. There's a whole bunch of stuff they choose not to do. And it's not a social justice issue. This is so classic. I feel bad about myself because I'm fat. Well, you're not fat. Don't feel bad. It's just who you are. No, it's what you become. Very few people without, especially, you know, if you don't have a medical issue, again, you're not born fat. You become fat. Why do you become fat? Because you think it's okay to eat cereal every morning, you know, and high fat content food for lunch and dinner. Well, it's not. You can't eat a pound of pasta a night and think that you're not going to gain any weight whatsoever. That would only show that you have a very low IQ. People opposing weightism, which is a new group on campus, and again, it formed under the Women's Studies Department. They're seeking student interns willing to work 150 hours during the upcoming semester to fight against weight bias, or fat phobia, as we like to call it. There's one for my next book, right? Are you fat phobic like I am? Oh, no, we're not done with this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. It's just like a harmonica. Well, where I'm from, it's a harmonica. Anyplace else, I'm sure it's a harmonica. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, next segment, college campus crazies. We do it on a regular basis, but I'm not there. I don't see it all the time. I have to pick the stories up somewhere else, but we will now on a regular basis have Hannah Sherlocker on with me, and she's a contributor and program coordinator at campusreform.org. Check them out. We do a lot of stories from there. You need to read the ones I can't get to, because I know you're gonna pass out. Now, but Hannah got a good foundation. She went to Liberty University, and she worked in the advocacy and outreach for various organizations there, and got to learn more. Got to learn a lot. So anyhow, it's always great when they get a conservative start. Kind of harder to shake it if it's a good, solid conservative start. Joe Messina, always a pleasure again to have you with me. Back to it. We're talking about how the... I'm just having too much fun with this. I don't know how you do this. You got a weightism. You actually come against, or you actually support people that are posing weightism, opposing making fun of somebody who's fat, or even saying, you're a little chunky there, El Guardo, right? Now, when I was a kid, we weren't fat. We were husky. Just ask my mommy. She'll tell you. Oh, God. Look, I just want to get back to it. This is again, generation after generation after generation now. Nobody's responsible for anything that they do. Nobody. Oh, he's not fat. He's just big bone. Leave him alone. You want a fourth chicken leg there, Joey, or what? What do you want? Huh? We'll have some cotton candy afterward. Then we'll go. Daddy will take you for ice cream. Come on. Kill him now. Put him out of his misery. We are among, I think we are probably the number one, like next to Germany or something, obese country on the planet. We have fast food, everything. We can't wait for anything to be done good, right, or nutritious. We got to eat it now. And those hamburgers, we did a whole show around that. A lot of them hamburgers, you know what color they are before they get frozen? Pink. Who eats pink meat? Pink meat, some of them were chicken, right? Oh, yeah, it was nuts. We did that show. That was great. We'll have to do another show on that. That doctor wasn't happy with me, but she did concede it wasn't totally good food, but because of the way it was processed, it wasn't unhealthy. I'm sorry. If God wanted me to eat pink meat, he would have made pink cows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this would have been that simple. And did you hear the latest one? I don't have it on here, so don't ask me for it. But what was it? A majority of the country believes that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. We are so screwed. We can't produce enough engineers. Gee, I wonder why. God. All right. Calm down, Joe. So anyway, on the people opposing weightism now was formed under the Women's Studies Department back at in the University of New Hampshire quite a few years back. Now, access to the page has been restricted since campus reform first began inquiring about it. So it's like, oh my God, they found out about us. Or maybe they just don't want us to see the pictures of the fat people in there. Maybe they don't have any pictures of fat people. I don't know. So, but an archive version shows the interns will be expected to plan and host a fat positive social event. I don't even know what that means. But the whole table is going to be filled with, give me some fattening stuff. Fried chicken, lots of pudding. Pudding's fattening, right? Or no? Okay. No? Depends. That's a diaper. All right, so, no, we'll just fill it up with fat. Like I said, maybe we'll do ice cream and candy, all kinds of high sugar stuff. Lots of pasta. Seriously. God, this is amazing. How about you just teach them how to eat a little bit better? He said that snacking, you know, I grew up in the technology business in the early days. We were all sitting on our big round tuckuses, okay? We're sitting behind a desk programming, putting computers together. And what did we have? We had the family size Pop-Tarts box up on the programming disk. And we didn't have one up there for all of us. We had one family size box for each and every programmer. Because sugar is good for you when you have to program 60,000 lines of code. You definitely type faster. I'll give you that. But, you know, coffee, sugar, candy, cookies, those were all basic staples in that room, and the company paid for them. My favorite was the Snickers and O. Henry bars. Those were my favorites. Anyway, so the access to the page has been restricted because they don't want anybody to know about it, I guess. They don't want anybody to know about what they're doing. So these fat positive social events, you know, they want them to create policy to end discrimination on the basis of weight and to work with others to, look, there's no discrimination here. I'm going to do the story later on and think if I get around to it, which is basically, now they're saying, one school is saying, you know those desks that have the chairs pre-attached to them? Those are discriminatory towards fat people. I got a better one for you. Don't sit in the chair. If you're not fat, if you try to fit yourself in that chair and you get stuck, okay, you're not fat. You're stupid. All right? I mean, seriously, this is basic stuff. And the reason I say you're stupid, because some of those chairs are, you know, they're down to first, second, third grade. And if you're a high school kid trying to wedge yourself in or you get stuck, you're being stupid. If you're a fat guy like myself trying to get those chairs when I was a little larger, that was just a stupid thing to do. And you know what? Maybe you should be a little embarrassed because you were stupid enough to try to sit in that chair. It's not up to the school, the establishment, to make sure that if you're eating out of control, if you can't control your weight, it's up to them to make you feel better and make you comfortable. I don't think so. I don't find it anywhere. And I'm not going to go looking for it either. Now, while each intern will work work with a supervisor to create a specific action plan, a list of possible duties indicates that they could also be dispatched for projects such as assessing the campus environment to determine the level of accessibility for people of size. Wow. We're coming up with all kinds of terms for this. Or conducting research on how fat students and faculty feel about the campus climate for fat people. Oh, I'm sorry, for people of size. We'll put this up later. This is just nuts. How about this? You just be a student, whether you're fat, skinny, whatever. Be a student, and when you can't fit the desk anymore, go on a diet. See, there it is. I just took care of weightism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hannah will join us after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I do this all the time. You know, we talk about the college crazies on a regular basis. I reached out, I reached out to college reform, or I'm sorry, campus reform, and just thought, why not? They're there. They do it. They write about it on a daily basis. So let's let the experts, as I always like to say,
reached out.
I'm the guy with the what is it, the old white hair, and people discount me all the time because how could I know? I'm the old guy in the room. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's hear from the experts. Seriously. All right, well, it's not new anymore because we've done it a couple of times now, but we're going to keep doing it every week. You know, I talk about what's going on the college campuses. I love some of you, you Facebook freaks that want to write me online and tell me how wrong I am about what's going on at college campuses. Our kids are getting great educations, well-rounded, well-balanced. Yeah, well, I definitely don't know about the well-balanced. And based on the United States having one of the worst obesity problems in the world, yeah, I'm sure we're getting well-rounded educations there on campus. But you're right. I'm the old guy in the room. I you know what? You can't use me to know what's going on campus, but I'll tell you what. You can use Hannah Sherlocker. That's right. Hannah is with campusreform.org, and she's a contributor and a program coordinator. And every week she's going to join us to go over these college campus crazies because it's happening, they're real, and you need to know about them. You need to know where you're putting all your money when you're sending your kids to these schools, your young men and women to these schools. Hannah, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here again.
Yeah, always fun. You know, we were talking before we went on and about some of the crazy stuff going on college campuses, and one professor in particular now says the privileging of standard English is linguistic racism. So now I can tell the people that get on my case because I'm white, I can't be racist. I'm going to tell them I was pummeled with linguistic racism when I grew up because I grew up in Boston when the kids would come right off the boat from Italy, wouldn't know a lick of English, and we would have to teach them English. So I guess I was subjecting them to racism. Oh, I'm being a racist myself.
God. I guess so.
Oh, tell me more about this.
have a professor of medieval literature at the City University of New York. So he came out with this whole idea that standard American English is offensive in an op-ed from In Higher Ed. This was just last week.
So, wait a minute. Standard American English is offensive, so street language would be okay?
Right. So he considered it much more important to equip students to battle against linguistic racism. So, in other words, standard American English is deemed racist in some cases, and instead we should be using and learning slang and adapting our writing styles to certain language and cultures and preferences. So that's what we have here. So you know, it's no wonder skills are among the biggest gaps in the workplace readiness across the nation. A study by the Chronicle of Higher Education shows that writing and communication are the most requested job requirements across every single industry, even technology and engineering fields. So, you know,
so you're
kind of imbalanced.
So
So
campus reform is one of the biggest linguistic racist sites out there, right? I mean, seriously, you're using way too much proper English on that site.
Right. You know, proper grammar is an essential foundational skill needed for the real world. So it's hard to imagine how students in this professor's class will improve their capacity to, you know, succeed in the real world, how to think, how to use reasoning, how to write. I mean, these professors are failing to teach students the skills they need to climb the career ladder. And it's really a huge disservice to the students who are paying to go to school. And it's not cheap, not to mention.
No. 30, 40, 50, 60 grand. Some schools, $80,000 a year. But one of the professor's comments is, it is racist to discriminate against someone on the basis that they speak African-American vernacular English. Well, let me enlighten this professor, even though I've never been to college. African-American vernacular English, what you really mean to say, and you don't have the spine to say, is Ebonics, right? I mean, that's what we called it in the 70s and 80s, and they tried to push it on them then, and some of the more educated black people came out and said, don't do this to us. Don't do this to our young people. Teach them how to speak English. Don't accept this from them. You know, it's really funny because you get off the campus and you have actually real-world people out there that are working in the real world and saying, look, don't do this. Why would you dumb down African-Americans or black people as a whole? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help them, right? Because it doesn't matter whether they're black or white. When you're trying to converse with somebody who can barely speak with you, they can't use the English language properly, it's really a problem, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. And, you know, the bottom line here is that this political correctness has gotten to the point where intellect and now even grammar come second to feelings. In order to protect feelings, campuses are now distorting truth, and it makes intellectual growth impossible. Education is supposed to help people be placed on an even playing field in terms of opportunity, but doing this is just the opposite. And you know what? Linguistic racism is actually a ridiculous concept, and it contributes to the reason my generation is laughed at as fragile snowflakes. You know, if anything, concepts like this teach people to avoid, you know, unintentionally insulting others, and it makes them less prepared for the real world. You know, the real world does not hire people who cannot use standard American English. So I hope they have a good time in the classroom while it lasts, because they're going to have a rude awakening when they try to get a job.
No. What's even better than this is that when I talk to friends of mine in the business world, and they get applications. Well, now most applications are filled out online, and the words are corrected, you know, to a degree when they're sent in, which I think is crazy. I think we should force people to do handwritten job applications. But what most of them tell me is these people can't speak English, even though the spelling is corrected for them. The grammar is terrible. They can't get their point across. They use the wrong words in the area in certain areas in the sentence. It's just crazy. So we're not helping them. Now we're telling them, oh, you don't have to know grammar. You don't have to know how to construct a sentence. You don't have to know how to put a paragraph together. And you don't have to speak properly. It's cool. Just nuts. So would you love to have one of these people write, you know, you're a doctor and they're in there and they're writing a prescription or maybe a process for you to be taken care of with, and they can't get the letters down or they can't get the words on paper properly. It would make me crazy. Look. When we come back,
you'd be
afraid, wouldn't you? Right. So when we come back, we're going to slap Martin Luther King Jr. around. At least I think that's what we're doing to him. When you find out what's going on with the California schools, just craziness. We're bringing segregation back. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, Hannah Sherlocker joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. No, and this is consistent. I mean, especially in California. If your kids are going to school in California, I don't know if you get your hands on them or what. First of all, do one of two things. Stop it. Stop sending them to colleges in California. Seriously, we're going to talk about in a minute about what do you want to call them? Indoctrinations. They're going to start. They've already started doing segregated orientations. Yeah, go ahead. Let that trickle through your head for a minute. Segregated orientations for kids that are going to colleges here in California. We talked about this the other night, but they already have segregated, or I'm sorry, not segregated. They're putting up tents on California college campuses to help register illegals. The tent is only for illegals, people here illegally, people here that are quote-unquote undocumented, okay? They're going to teach them how to register. They're going to teach them how to get around the law. They're going to teach them how to get money to get in. Isn't that great? You know, because we have such a surplus in California. I guess, you know, that's probably why they want to break away as their own country, too, isn't it? Because they figure if they're their own country, then you can't stop them from doing extremely stupid things on a regular basis. That they'll be able to get around the Constitution. Probably won't even have one. The Constitution will be Article 1, Item 1, we'll do whatever we darn well please. How's that? I can see that happening. Very frustrating when you live out here. Beautiful weather, beautiful little towns, beautiful little cities, and then the craziness that goes on in Sacramento. There's got to be some kind of poisonous gas up there they pump through the AC units. And I'm sorry if I'm insulting. And we have friends up there. We have friends that are elected officials up there. We have friends that live up there, that work up there. And you're going, oh, my God, get out while you can. You know, when people ask, sometimes people ask for the little help we can give them, but they'll ask for help to get elected and thinking, am I doing anything nice for them for real? Am I hurting or helping them? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hannah's going to join us after the break. And then in the third hour, we got, I hope he's one of your favorites because he's one of mine, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is going to join us. And David's going to teach us, you, me, us-ins, how to keep our money in our pocket, how to keep it safe, what's going on in the market, and how that can help. It'll help you to know. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
I was born to raise the flag, wave the flag. You should be born to wave the flag, too. You shouldn't be ashamed to wave the flag. If you're ashamed to wave the flag, change the station. I'll wait. Because you don't want to hear what I have to say. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get right back to it. Our new weekly segment called College Campus Crazies. Every week, stay tuned. Okay, we're back with our College Campus Crazy segment. I've asked Hannah Sherlocker to join me. She will be joining me every week. She's from Campus Reform. She's a contributor. I got to use my tongue and my lips. A contributor there and a program coordinator as well. And then prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. So you got a good solid foundation. I like that. It makes me feel better. You know, that you went to. No, great. It's a great school to go to. I think it's great that you guys are getting, some of you are still getting a decent education out there. And thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so from Liberty University, let's go to Berkeley, California. I mean, you couldn't go to two further different ends of the universe. And, you know, I kind of joked somewhat on the other side of the break that the. You know, this is like slapping Martin Luther King in the face. The man fought for equality. You know, forget the colors, forget everything to do with your physical makeup. It was all about what your character was. And he took a bullet. He died because he was pushing that. Now, the University of California, you know, here in California, where they're supposed to be the most enlightened, they're not going to hold early orientations for special populations. So they're going to break out, you know, Hispanics, blacks, Native. I mean, this is just crazy. Explain this to me. Am I just too old to know better? How does this work?
Yeah, so, you know, what used to be the home of the free speech movement, the notorious Berkeley, they invited special populations, a.k.a. Hispanic, Black, Native American, and Asian American students to a special orientation. They were actually invited to move in a day early to attend racially exclusive sessions. So, for example, Native American students were offered an exclusive walking tour to map all their classes out. And African American students, they participated in a Black World Tour in which they were taken around the area and shown Black-owned businesses. So all of these special populations were given a special guide to campus resources. They were given special access to financial aid, while all other students had to attend a six-day regular, boring freshman orientation. So, like you said, I mean, this is absurd. You know, like said Martin Luther King and so many other civil rights activists, they fought for desegregation. And now our campuses of higher education are fighting to have it back. I mean, what's that about?
It's exactly what's going on today all around the world. It makes no sense. And even in our campuses, about what they're teaching are, you know, I don't expect you to get deep into this because I didn't set you up for it. But one of the things I talked about this weekend, what went down is terrible and wrong. I don't want to lighten it up or belittle it or what have you. But I said there was a Black pastor that came out a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Look, we are teaching in our schools, in our streets, and in our news. We are teaching that being white is bad. You know, white privilege is out there. It's prevalent. It's pushing the Black man down." He just went off and he said, "They're going to rise up someday. You're going to push them too far. Just like the Black community was pushed too far, you're going to push them too far." And I got to tell you, I think we're seeing it happen, and I'm worried and concerned for our young people on college campuses all across the country because you know it's going to translate. Have you talked to any people, Black, white, or whatever, on these campuses, some of your colleagues there? Are they seeing this start to flare up? Are they concerned about this?
I mean, the campus correspondents I work with, they're a very diverse group, and they all kind of have that same general opinion that what's going on is toxic identity politics, and it's really, it's rooted in, you know, this division, what they're experiencing in the classroom. They're taught to, you know, feed into this victim mentality where they want to go back to being segregated, but, you know, that's not how the real world works, you know. And this isn't the first time we're seeing this at right. Berkeley. We see this across the nation. There was a civil rights group at the University of Connecticut that recently offered Black-only dorms. So there were this was to accommodate the 43 Black students on campus. And then at Oregon State University, they held segregated retreats to build racial tolerance. So they were involved in programs called Examining White Identity. And within this retreat, all the different groups were segregated based on skin color. And yeah, this is just a sorry state of race relations on college campuses, and clearly, as we saw in Charlottesville, it's affecting the real world, too, as these students leave the classroom and take these same identity politics with them.
No, I agree with you. I think it's very, very, very sad and dangerous for them as well because of what they're being taught. And since the professor is one of the most, you know, respected persons, a high school teacher and a professor, they're among the most respected people in small communities. So they hold a lot of weight. They need to be very careful in what they say and what they do. Speaking of a professor's gone wild, we should start our own little program now called Professors Gone Wild because these guys really have lost their minds in some areas. So researchers now are dismissing science conducted by primarily white men, which I think it's just amazing to me to think that we're back to now skin color dictates whether what you're doing is right or wrong. Again, Martin Luther King Jr., I am so sorry. And to your family, I am so sorry to what we've done, to what you fought and died for. And now we've got a researcher at the University of Washington saying, you know, talking about the that controversial Google memo is just the latest example of shoddy science. But he doesn't stop with the young people, he's going all the way back. Why don't you fill us in on this one, too?
Right. So, as you probably know, last week, James Damore was fired from Google for writing a factually based memo that argued biological differences play a role in self-selection for tech jobs. Now, think what you want about this. It was based off of facts and evidence, and he wasn't discriminating. He was just laying the facts out there. But last week, a physics researcher took it upon herself to say that the memo is just the latest example of shoddy science that is conducted primarily by white men. So she completely dismissed the memo citations of credible articles arguing that science made a living from encoding and justifying bias and is conducted primarily by white men. So, you know, the outrage sparked by this memo is just another example of basic biology being refuted for the sake of political correctness. And one thing we're starting to see all too frequently on college campuses is, you know, science being refuted for the sake of hypersensitivity and political correctness. And it's to the point of denying facts and science to avoid hurting feelings. So it's just outrageous. This one was particularly kind of funny.
But it's never gonna stop anytime soon till, you know, conservative professors stand up and take their rightful places. Conservative educators decide to truly get involved in education, get out there and start teaching these kids in these classes. But I don't know, again, I haven't been on a college campus in years. I don't know how comfortable or uncomfortable it is for conservative teachers, conservative professors. Give us some insight.
It's difficult for them. I mean, we see with Professor Fink at Evergreen, I mean, the poor man, his career's over just because he had a bit of diversity of thought. And, you know, scholars and professors of all people, they should know the importance of identifying truth, confronting uncomfortable issues like this, and challenging ideas. And this is what conservative professors try to do, but they're shut down. They're often fired. You know, this distortion of facts and science, it actually hinders progress. You know, where this story came from, the University of Washington, they pride themselves on its mission to preserve and advance knowledge through research. But knowledge cannot be advanced when we allow feelings like this to dominate the classroom. And again, this isn't the first time we're seeing this. We recently heard from a scholar in Minnesota argue that Newtonian physics is oppressive. And then, as we talked about a couple weeks ago on the show, Princeton and Harvard allowing students to choose their own gender, saying that it can change from day to day. So complete rejection of facts and science. Feelings now rule on college campuses.
All right, so I want you to scare me, all right? I mean, Zuckerberg's talking about running for president. He's got the biggest platform to put information out on. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm even afraid to ask this. Do you think there's a large amount of young people that would vote for him just because they know him, just because they think he's cool? Please don't say yes.
I'd be surprised because students are blindly following trends. I mean, look at the rise of Bernie Sanders. It's a movement. People think it's cool. These students support him without even knowing what socialism is. You know, at Campus Forum, we had a viral video go around. Cabot Phillips and I, we went and did a Man on the Street video asking DC students to define socialism. They all said they loved it, but none of them could define it. So I wouldn't be surprised if they followed this trend, they followed what's cool. Mark Zuckerberg, he's a cool name, the cool millennial. I wouldn't be surprised because we're starting to see more and more on college campuses students just blindly following trends and buzzwords. And it, you know, they're not doing their research anymore.
I can't stand it. It makes me nuts to know that you guys are subjected to all this one-sided, I'll keep it clean, garbage, and we'll leave it at that. So, Hannah, tell people where they can, you know, read more of your writing and get more information on Campus Reform.
You can find more of our articles at campusreform.org. All kinds of, you know, fun campus crazy stories of the day. And you can contact us anytime on there. You can send any tips of campus craziness to our tip line, contact@campusreform.org.
I'm sure some people got that on speed dial or whatever. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Always, yeah. Put it on your browser. Make sure it's what is that thing? It automatically finds it. You got to check out these stories. You're either going to throw up or get a chuckle out of it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk about gold in the next hour, money, finances. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Site.